This morning I would like us to turn to the Gospel of John chapter 3. The Gospel of John chapter 3. And if we first say about the Bible, now for John chapter 3. And our theme this morning is salvation or condemnation. And if we answer my first question, we say, in quite the answer, So we will begin from verse 17. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. You know, this part of the passage or the chapter belongs to the part of the conversation that Jesus had with Nicodemus. Who was a Pharisee, if you remember when we were reading from verse 1. And he came to Jesus by night to inquire about his teachings. I mean, what Jesus was teaching. And he came to inquire after. The other kind of prayer said, John chapter 3, verse 17. Now, the other kind of prayer said, Nicodemus. Obano and Ajubi, maybe sound on somewhere far, then somewhere or church. Now, how to say, Yanko Suma and Ba, Eba, we are so more. While Suma and Bamba, we are say, Ombra, no, we are so for. No moment, we are so fun, so in ya and fun. As we title, no, and quite yet, and as I feel, I know, I think that's the right fear, and quite yet, and as I feel a boo. Okay, so now here can say Yes Christ only John the Baptist. But you know, we from verse 16, but we'll begin with from verse 17. This portion of Jesus' words set out clearly his mission to this world when he came. I recall his first advent. I mean, as he's going to come the second time to judge the world. Where he'll be there, like the Lion of Judah, to come and judge the world. But his coming at first was to come and bring salvation. And that this verse, one of the verse that clearly teaches us of his mission. And that is, for God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but the world through him might be saved. So he brought salvation to the condemned world of sinners. But that the world through him might be saved. You know that the world before Christ's first advent was ready for judgment. Was already in condemnation, was already ripe for judgment. The can say, if we are saying, so this is the way we are saying, if we are saying, no, I feel good at so. If you say, oh, we are, then I have money, now I feel good at it. So, info, you should do for when we think of the Jews, who, I mean, have received so many special blessings from God as a nation, and they had abused that blessings. You know, God gave them his laws. His covenant, his worship. I mean, when he called them as a people and he led them to the promised land, he gave them his laws that he has given to no nation in the world at that time, and also taught them how they can worship him and that God will accept, and how they can even live their life to please him. It was only the nation of Israel which had this opportunity among all the nations of the world. But what did they do to it? They despised his law. What they do to his covenant that if they obey him, he will bless them and let them possess the promised land forever. When they went to the land, they forgot about that and lived as a place, and that they broke that covenant. And also, his worship that he instituted for them, which was, the best God can show to any nation in the world, they abuse it. Even his worship, they abuse it by their turning to idol worship, and also turning into many, many things which were not worthy of what God had given them. So in the, you know, Prophet Isaiah will say that they became what? A fruitless vine. And Christ himself also told them that they have become like a fruitless vine. There was Prophet Isaiah gave a parable like Israel as a plant. that God took and planted and watered it and cleared it and made sure that it grew well. But when it grew up, it couldn't bear any fruit. It became fruitless. The air can say, Nyankopon den som ne na pam and ne shum via the miles of what church of me to me as no as Mr. No Miku and mine. And now for this moment to me didn't in some Suniano or myself. And for sure mu says om din in some swa. What shall tell us no more course no? But the more na yomu dear dada. Omu koye no, omu ndi na miyami asem so. Nimbra nye omu busu. Ina, meka se, okai, prophet Isaiah. Oka se, oka probably biwa, ose, Israel fwa se, eduya, yami eduya. Na, washe, as obi eduya, no washe so, watete ni fwa, ne duya ni niya, anso waba. Ina, isu so, su, eka de, asem, asem webi, chile Israel fwa so sa. E domba ye, as eduya, eduya, anso waba. And that is the principle of the Israelites. So they also feel God. And they were also under curse of sin, because they, even God giving them all these privileges, they sinned against God. And the Gentiles also, of which we are part, we are descendants of them. I mean, we are in the Gentile world. We are not part originally of the nation of Israel. And I mean, our ancestors never enjoyed any special blessing from God. But I mean, they were also guilty of corruption against God's law in their conscience, written in our conscience. You know. Sometimes we think of God's law as the Bible, written in the Bible. No, the Bible tells us, and it's true, we know that God's law is in our conscience. I mean, no, naturally, no one teaches, I mean, one right and wrong. When we grow up, we begin to know what is wrong, what is right. Our conscience teaches us. Though, at a point, people, because of sin, I mean, that thing is distorted. But we have conscience. God, when God created, but He gave conscience. They can say, I'm an man who is not Israel, what to say, I'm asking for what to say, no, no, no. No, I'm not a member of the actual. No, no. Nanya member of Mutu. Say, because we'll be in the war as I don't name the Papa Neboy. The woman said, Bonin, you know, I and I say, Papa Neboy, this young couple and such a fierce. In Tim, I'm a man of ones, no more young couple, or Mutu, my name, I'll come almost like the Asseno. In Tim, yes, almost 18 member. And if Israel, Omunya, Yamishra, or Church of Mako, any amount of ones who are young couple, next time we are coming, Yagimua, Yelso, yes, they. So, yes, we to buy, and then we ask the Agasano, Osaka, who concluded at him where they brain. Paul, Romans chapter 3, verse 9. So, the what then? Comparing, when he has compared the state of the world, I mean, the Gentile world, and that of the Jews, said, what then? Are we better than they? He was a Jew. God, the Jews were still claiming to be better than, I mean, the other, I mean, all the people in the world. So what then? Are we better than they? No, in no wise. For we have before proved both Jews and Gentiles that they are all under sin. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And he went on to say those things. So he said that the world was still under sin. And, no, and someone will say, oh, if the world is under sin, then what is God's problem? He made us. He is the one who is to judge us. He is our Lord. Whether you take it or not, God is the God, I mean, God of all the world. He made us, and He is, I mean, responsible to punish us when we sin against Him. So the whole world was under the rebellion of sin against God, which required just punishment from Him. But instead of God sending us punishment, He sent us His mercy to rescue us. He sent us His own mercy in His Son Jesus Christ. It's what we call the great condescension. I mean, for Him as mighty, almighty, who needed nothing from us, who, I mean, we do not benefit Him in any way, and yet, when we have destroyed our own self, He showed us mercy. He did not come to, I mean, bring judgment immediately. And God, our verse said, but that the world through Him, that is Christ, might be saved. Saved from sin, defilement, and condemnation. One thing we're saying is that sin defiles. Let's even look at normal life. Somebody who we in our mind he does bad things. Nobody wants to go into that person's company. Nobody, I mean, he's been tagged with a shameful name. I mean, he's a bad person. It's a defilement. The air can say, that is just in our human relation. But before God, is deeper than that. Our defilement before God is greater than what we can think about. Okay, so sin, salvation from sin, from the defilement, the shame that sin has brought to us, and also the condemnation which sin has brought to us. So sin has done these two things. So the salvation of Christ delivers us from these two. The shame that sin has brought to us before God, and also the condemnation that was awaiting us to be punished in eternity. And also, you know that people think that Christ came, so he has died, everybody has benefited from his death. But the question is, are all people saved merely because Christ came into this world to die for sinners? The answer is no. The answer is no. And our next verse will tell us, the answer is no. People think that, oh, Christ has died and everything has been cancelled because the Bible said that he came to die for all the world. No. Verse 18 says that, he that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. Verse 18, the guy said, Nia ojini dino, yebuni for. Na nia ojini dino, yebuni for that, if we say, onje, yango pone papa kone so ni dino ojini. So you see, we are all condemned, and yet some will still continue our condemnation. So the answer here is that he that believeth on him is not condemned. So Christ has come, but those that will benefit from his freedom from condemnation to us is those who believe on him. That's what the Bible is saying. So that is those among the condemned sinners, as we are all, condemned, who is aware of his sin and guilt. And why am I saying who is aware of his sin and guilt? You know that many people are saying, yes, they have sin in the world, they themselves being sinners, but they don't think their sin is, a big thing. Some also think, oh, their sins are a big thing, but they are not guilty. They don't know that, they don't feel that there's judgment for that guilt, for that there's judgment for that sin. So many people have this motive in their mind. I remember yesterday we were here giving a Bible tract, and a young man was passing. I gave him a Bible tract, and he paused a while, so I tried to engage him. And the tract was about hell and heaven. And I asked him, does he know that there's hell? And he said, oh, yes, and I begin to, probe a little better too. So I tell the conversation that, does he know that we are all sinners and that sin drops, we can't go to heaven, God is holy and all that. He said, yes. And I said, does he know that sin has come to save us? I said, oh, no, I don't take that. And I said, does he do that? And I said, oh. And later I asked him, does he have records of any bad thing or thing? He said, oh, yes. I said, yes, you have accepted. You see how people think of, when we talk of a sin, they think that so long as, they are not doing any big things, they are not, sinners. Let me come to say, verse 18, no trend, saying, Oji ni dinu dino, yung buni for, and yeah, oji ni buni for that. And I make us say, yeah, can I say, yes, and yeah, you had the boy for you, we are for you, me anymore. Nia, who said, or had boy any? Ah, oji ni from tomb, and on a Bible, yeah, come on. Now make us say, because the near or yet, or whosoever the boy, if you say, if I pray, or go home to him, so I boy in India. And so, if you say, Boyano, and Yadia, and Subiasa, if you say, if you saw me at the boy for the bat, only no who said, why one on Yakupun, only so about only side of him. Now make us a branch of Yamino, a Casa, or Hamoa, no one tears, or the boy is what you say, or young from. And so, whoever owns his guilt, aware of his sin and guilt, and that person only confides in Jesus, trusts in Jesus Christ, gives his heart and hope in Jesus Christ as the Lamb of God who takes away sin in the world, from the world, the sin of the whole world. Who the person who owns his sin and looks to Jesus Christ as such, and relies on the blood that Christ shed on the cross alone to pay for his sin's punishment, and trusts on his merit and promise of salvation. This is what it is to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, to look upon him as when he was dying for your sin. To look on him that his benefit that he procured or he purchased or he received for us on the cross is for your sin. And giving yourself and resting hope on that is the one who believes. You trust on him and also trust that he promised that whoever comes to him will be saved. The can say, near whom the born in the way from now or the ne wrote to yes Christ say or ye nyago for jamba or ba wiase ah o yiase boni nyafio na enso otanso na ewria so se ni muda na ohwie gu o Calvary na ohwie ma ne bone ankasa se ye ye twi na se twina so ma no se be tua ne bone ka na odun ho to emfaso efi ni wo ni mu baaye no na odun ra to se yakopon Jesus Christ ahye bo se wo abe to ho beto so no wo benya nkwa sa ni pe no bi a odun wa Jesus Christ odi. And what are the merits of the benefit of Christ's death on the cross? It makes we who are sons of Adam, sinners, become God's children by adoption. And my ebe ye ni e ya Adam mbe ye ya dibo yefu ebe ye ye ji ebe ni yango pomba. E sanso tu ebonika. E sanso eti onvi boni ni aho. E sanso my ebo bra esuna miyo. So is it that it makes us adopted children of God? It makes us holy and cleansed from our sin. It delivers from the punishment of our sins, and it makes us people who want to live a holy life. So that is it. But the last part, so that such a sinner who is condemned, as all of us are condemned, though he is condemned, will not be punished, will be freed from such condemnation. So they had the one here for you, say, wow, I don't remember to Christ, ni wo be wo yesu no. Nyam kona sa ze beji wo fi. Ah, ye beti wo fi. Sa a friend no me and as a fobu I that to the shared the talks and I say, but he that believeth not is condemned. He that believeth not is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. So here he gives the reason why for the reason for the condemnation in this part. And he said that because a sinner who heard of God's forgiveness for sin in Christ Jesus' death on the cross and refuses to repent, to believe, he is condemned. I will explain further. Such a sinner will continue in his condemnation. He does not say that anyone who doesn't believe in Christ is not condemned. That's not what he's trying to say. Some people think that if the only condemnation for man is that if he doesn't believe in Christ. That's not what the Bible is saying here. But the one who hears the gospel as we are preaching and do not believe, that's what he's talking about. It's not, the person who never heard the gospel. The one who hears the gospel being preached about Christ, to turn to Christ and never believes, he is condemned. The condemnation that is in this context. Yeah, because the Bible says, yeah, I want you to use 20, you know. You're going to further that. If you don't want you, because the folk when I was here, example, I will be our. Yeah, what is the Christ of the world? I think the other so. We should not be able. Now, on the Nindi. I don't understand me, I will have man. Why am I saying it? Because every sinner is already condemned by sin, whether he heard and believed the Christ or not. So this condemnation is in context. Whether the person heard of Christ or not, he's already condemned, the sinner. So it's not he not believing that makes him to be punished to go to hell. Some people think that, only sin that to take people to hell that if they don't believe in Christ. It's a lie. No, we are already condemned by our own sin. But you and I who hear the gospel today, if we do not believe in the gospel, we are double condemned. If I should paraphrase what the Bible is saying here, that is what he's saying here. Because there were many who never heard the gospel and are dead, but they are already condemned by their sin. It's not because they do not believe in Christ. And there are many today who have not even had the opportunity to hear the gospel, but they are condemned. They will be judged because they are sinners. We shall be judged because of our sin. But those of us who hear the gospel, we have double punishment. We have double, somebody who did something in ignorance, yet the law will catch him and punish him. But the one who does it under knowledge of the law, if a lawyer does a bad thing, he seems to be in a very hot position than somebody who is not a lawyer. That's the picture here. So then how grateful we should be, you and I, that we have the opportunity to hear the gospel. God has planned that we should live in a time we can hear the gospel. You see, people think that hearing the gospel is just, many people have died, never heard the gospel. They never had the opportunity. Even many people are living today. Go to the Arab nations. Maybe he has never heard of the gospel of Christ before, but they are also living like us. In their sin, which God will punish them for it. They will go to hell for that. But you and I, we have Christ been preached to us. How grateful we should be. So that if you do not believe on Christ, come to him. The terribleness of your damnation is great. It should put anyone who hears the gospel and abuse that such a gracious opportunity. Look at what Hebrews says in Hebrews 10:28-29. It says that He that despises Moses' law died without mercy. And that two or three witnesses of how much sore punishment suppose ye, shall ye be thought worthy who had trodden underfoot the Son of God and had counted the blood of the covenant wherewith he was sanctified and holy thing, and had done this fight unto the Spirit of grace. The air kind of said, Moses in Rashid, Obia Obusunos, and if I'm going to be a dancer for here, you can also announce it as a Zukun Yukuno. Okay, there's a mobile thing, so the Amoa. Yangu pani ba obewu yeshi ni moja gu yeno. Amu fanya kwenye mdom 98 yaso. Noma po, amu fanya kwenye. Ah, mukongo adam mukongo nusu amu pono. Then the jambo. So make there be what? The damnation of those who hear the gospel. So you and I, our damnation will be greater if you do not believe the gospel. Pray for Christ to help you. Your grandparents who never met might not have heard the gospel. Yes, they are condemned by you. Who is hearing the gospel if you never ask Christ to come and save you and you follow in your condemnation? Yours, I'm sure, in hell, I mean, your how you feel the judgment, the punishment, I'm sure it should be greater than those who, I mean, never had. Yes, all of you be punished. So, apart from believing in the atoning death of Christ, there's no other way of salvation. That's another thing. You are hearing, and everyone who have heard the gospel and never, I mean, thought of it and thinking that it's just one of the news he's hearing. There's no other way of salvation except what Christ has done. In Acts 4:12, we are told that there is salvation in any other. For there's none other name given among men whereby we might be saved. When you think of salvation, it's only Christ. No religion, no nothing. It's only Christ alone. Say, who person will be in white and white, Christopher? As soon be any more, and if be any more, Christopher. It is the open question that Christopher now. Baba actually said, "A deep here, we are some of the many young people." And you and I, as we have the opportunity to live in this time, it's a blessing. God has given us this opportunity. Some many of me know. Some because say, "If you want to ask you, we want to Christo. We want to ask you." And then cry. If you want in sorry, if you cry, then kind of cry. Then show me say, "Christo, I'm from around to Christo." Ah, nipa be brain boy. If you want to me, I show me. Christo, be who has been there so long. We will move here. Go for ground. Where are you going? So, me am the money that corner Christ to massacre for money. Who not the money at him? I'm going to show him the. But you who are hearing the gospel, if you despise the true gospel you are hearing about Christ, you are condemned. Double. That's what I'll say. You know that in this life, we seem there are options for everything. That also, I mean, if you are sick, you can decide to go to the hospital or take maybe herbal medicine or whatever. You have a choice. When you are hungry, you can decide to eat or go fasting. That's your choice. Make a choice. But there's no certain as, I mean, options when it comes to repentance and faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. See, sister, we are we are Abraham. 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 We are Any JD up to Christ as well. You need Adibia or Hobbit to be answered, Adia will see. So it is a must now or never. To come to Jesus Christ is now, if you have not, or never. Because you might not have the opportunity to hear again. Death is knocking on our door each and every day. And I mean, the world itself is uncertain. The entire Megas, I wish you thought of Shem to see and I said, when you have represented. A woman, a young woman, or boy, a friend, and as I said, you see, Brian, you need to be a church now. So if you, So it's just now or never. And that is the only remedy for sin. Some will be yarn or no groom up, a groom, a yarn up. You have one who will draw a Christo, you will know who you are. Say, dear Rebecca, so now I bet you have one. So you decide which one you choose, even us today. I always remember the old song I used to listen to. The song was that the only way to heaven is still by the cross. The songwriter was talking about how churches have undermined the cross, and our current generation talking about the cross is so barbaric, about blood and blood. But I said, no, if you want to go to heaven, it's still by the cross. the way to heaven is still by the cross. It has never changed. Man have changed his thoughts and ideas and life and community, but the way to the cross is by the way to heaven is still by the cross. The American said, "Me tie nyum bi na nyum no dey okay say, "Ekwa ye fa so ko aso ahinde no, e da so na asen dia no so." Na na nyum twon ni ka e wiase ni pa sasa no ho. E so re sasa dia mo ye ni ade ade. Ene nyum e bre sasa. Nemum asen dia no pe ni e kwa ebe. Enye bibia ho. Okay, so verse 19. We move on. And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world and men love darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil. Also in a way afebuno said a high afebu we say no so no jina one more things and banner moon jindi. Also when you afebuon say a high abbeyase, then he papa soon as a high we say omunjuma ayabone. The condemnation here too should be in context, because it's talking about those who have seen the light and never believed. And this light, as I've said, is, I mean, Christ who came to this world. So this is the condemnation, that light is coming to the world and men love darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil. Men who saw the light because their deeds were evil never liked the light. That's simply what he's saying here. So here also is the reason why people keep their state of condemnation. That is to live under sin and despise Christ's salvation. That light is coming to the world and men love darkness rather than light. You know, light in the Bible, in many ways, is used figuratively to denote life, understanding, happiness, purity, righteousness, guide, and holiness, and order. And also, darkness is often used to represent sin, misery, ignorance, unbelief, lies, impurity, and what? Unrighteousness. So the light here is used in a figurative sense, not just the physical light, as all of us are aware. So here Christ meant that he is the morally and spiritually pure, righteous, as opposed to sinners who are morally and spiritually defiled. He is using himself as against sinners. He is the light. He is morally pure, righteous. Think of anything that is perfect, it's Christ. And also he is the manifestation of God's truth, of God's way of salvation, of God's gift of life and power and wisdom. Anything that is worthy to manifest God to us is in Christ. That is what he's trying to say here. The other kind of say, Christ will use you a high one. He makes me with that. Or can say, oh no, no, oh no, na bra boy conkron. The whole thing, ni su, ayo conkron. Ah, a tribune in the whole. Inna, the share use was also a can say, only yambo pony, yambo pong, actually a craft, ni craft animal. Yakupon kwa edisu be nyankwa yakupon achede aye enkwa ode maye ene ni tumi ene ni nyansa aye enkwa da ni nya wori mu kwanza do na yehu a hu yakupon de bie ni eno han na yehu sa nyoma me de jira ho etia nipa enima oni a e fa yakupon kura nipa ni efise boni nti nipa na je fa yakupon ase that is darkness and na nipa also ase no ni da ase keke efise nipa ti boni so this holy life and holy character, righteousness and the purity and the revelation that is in Christ, as opposed to man as a sinner and man as ignorant of God's, nature, who God is, and man as also being distorted in his knowledge about God. Though, so he is using himself in opposition to the natural man, the man who is in the state of sin, in darkness. So darkness here is the state of sin, light the state of spiritual life, purity in Christ, imperfection. So that is, so Christ is what? So that that light is coming to the world, the perfect moral person, the righteous person, the holy person has come to the world. That he's coming to shed forth his holiness to us. He's coming to give his light to us. But man loves that, man loves sin rather than the holiness, the purity, the righteousness that is in Christ. So that is the picture here. So this is what Christ has come. So naturally, all sinners walk in ignorance concerning God and his law. And that is it. And in sin, that is what all of us, if we are not sin, that is our sin. So Christ is saying that he as a light has come, and yet men love to walk in ignorance about God. Is that not so? Even the Jews who had these blessings from God, when Christ came, they couldn't see him because they were also in sin. Those who saw, remember in John chapter 1 or chapter 2, when Andrew heard of Jesus Christ. Immediately Andrew heard that John said that this is the Lamb of God, that is the way the Son. Immediately he went to follow him. And he also went and that thing. He told Peter. Then we have found the Messiah. He also came and followed him. Such people were seeking for the light. Philip also found it and he came. And Nathaniel also came. And Nathaniel said, oh yes, you have found him. And they went and came and followed. It's a perfect example of, those who desire after Christ. And many people, when they heard of Christ, they despised him. The Pharisees and many people, they despised Christ. Even asking, who is he? He's the son of the carpenter. Who is he? He has not even learned letters. And what is he doing? The can say, example, one is that Christ is a hind. A hind, my children said, Andrew, Nathaniel, Philip, Peter, who Christo, I'm not even going to call him. But if I don't do any Christo, I'm not going to call him. I'm not going to call him. And only if I'm going to call Christo. So those who love to see the light, who love to be made righteous by Christ, come to Christ. And those who don't want, they go away. So some people in their state of sin love to continue in it. That's the picture. They want to call those who have heard the gospel. But are still in their sin. They love to continue, that's what the Bible, they love to continue in their sin. And also despise Christ, who is the sinners and the manifestation of God. That's what they are doing. Say, Christ, oh yeah, crown, crown, ah, oh yeah, high, no, ah, oh yeah, coupon, the ordinacy, what done, who is the announce, who is the coupon, omopono. Men love darkness rather than light. And why? The answer will follow in the next. He says, because their deeds were evil, because their works are evil, because they are sinful. Let's picture somebody who is in a dungeon. Very dark dungeon, and he sees a very small hole that is a sunlight, very far. What does he do? He runs after that hole so that he can have the opportunity to have to go outside the darkness because he's in this way. Also, let's say when there's light out, what happens? Everything comes to a standstill, and you don't know what to do. People become miserable and all that. There's light, and what happens? The people are happy. Then activity begins to go. So that's the picture. Those in darkness, they are not active to God. They are, in a state that they cannot see God. But how strange it is. Those who are, let's say, maybe there's a light out, how people want the light to come so that we shall be happy. But Christ, the light, the moral, the righteous person has come. Yet people see him and despise him. See how men, sin has made us. Though, in physically, we love light to do things, but spiritually, we hate light. The American says, be a light of Bab, this one for real. I dear in Yana and to me, because we die. But the light of any penny, a picture, if only I used to show a hand, says, Yano, Yamuno, Yay, Sumuno, your Sumu, your Boni. Aka, the agent is like a who's a piece of a hind like a bigger Yakon. A bank by just a man, sister. Yahoo's a way hind, my dear Ganifu. It's no strange. Who has ever, who is in that place, who is distressed in a dark room, that's his life, that will not be happy. It's not so bad. For us, to come to Christ, instead of people running to Christ, they remain in their sin. Why Christ alone can make them righteous, passes by. The one who can make them righteous passes by. His word passes by, his gospel passes by in our ears, and we remain the same. And we don't move ourselves, we don't think of him, we don't move our heart to him. So, in conclusion, yes, many are not saved because they love their sinful deeds. That's spirit. The part of the one young can say, I'm okay, I'm money or more. They love their sinful deeds. That's what the Bible is saying. Men love darkness rather like because their deeds were evil. The deception is that when people seem to keep themselves from open sin, they think they are better. That's another deception. That makes them also not good to come to Christ. Oh, okay, when publicly, I'm not doing this or that, I'm seen as a good person. That's what the world does. But you know, God's judgment of us begins in our desires, the things that we long after, the things that we think about. That's where the judgment of God begins. Let me give you a brief say, then be okay. Then, I'm going to go to the It starts from our hearts and our desire. You know, in Jeremiah 17:10, we are told, the Bible tells us that, I, the Lord, search the heart. I try the reins, even to give every man according to his ways, and according to the fruits of his doings. He tried the reins. He tried our inner man, and to give unto us according to us. He searched the heart. He searched the mind. He searched what is in us. That's where the judgment begins. It's not only what we do, but the thoughts and the desires. So we see that men love darkness. They like to hide their sins in their own selves and hate what Christ has done. So verse 20. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. Another says, so it follows that all who love darkness will hate light, as light will expose their secret things. And also, those who are in secret doing bad things, when light comes, they are alarmed. I'm robbery, murder. So what time do they do it in time when people are unaware? Where there's a time there's darkness where nobody will see them. That's where people who do bad things, there's a robbery or they do in the dark. So is the heart and mind of the sinner. Secretly against Christ and his righteousness. The boy in his own mouth cries, what? Nakuma. Or the one yes in Nakuma. No, I think Nakuma. But this Christ of Power Kumani. That's all true of Mano and near the infinite war. What you want? It's not physical distancing, it's spiritual. You take your desires and your thoughts from Christ. Then you are despising his light. Because when his light, his righteousness comes to your heart, then you are changed. It brings you salvation. It brings you forgiveness of sin. It brings you the gifts of the Holy Spirit to come and live in. So when you close your heart, when you close your mind about him, you bar him from you. That is what people are doing. So the sinner keeps Christ and from his mind and his heart. He has to think about Jesus Christ and his substitutionary death for sinners. So by being said, Christ will be with you. I will know that name will be on the host. Christ will be with you. And yes, but so, but there's a me born into that Christ over here. I can't also umbrella Christ over there. So many don't think that because the answer for that is that let their deeds should be proved, so that whatever they are doing will be made manifest. Sir, the end of the point almost about Christ over there. Sir, Oba, Ninjuma born in Oya. I bet they do only. I bet you cry. Of course, they be good in him as. Who's chosen? The born in Oya. So the sinner who loves his sin will not bring his thought on the record of Christ's atoning sacrifice for sinners. Why? In order that his heart will convict and expose his sins to him, to see himself as a sinner and a desperate person. No, he will not do that. And also, when he brings his thought and mind to what Christ has done, it will condemn his sinful deeds and make him guilty before God. It will condemn him. And also, then his conscience will be troubled. Then he begin to be in anguish. So he has owned Christ and rest his hope on him to rescue him. He will never be happy. And sinners don't want this. That's what the picture is showing us. People don't rest, don't want to see Christ that he has died for them. Meaning that they are guilty before God. And they have to own it and come to him. People don't want to do that. If I bring in person, I'm going to say, Christ will be more. I'm going to say, 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 as you be able to do. John, or the was not yet to the Christ was here. So, oh, who here? The one who will be here, no one. Every man around, not my dream, who now say, oh, and your son is shed, now we didn't read to us. Oh, yes, I did. And no, in the public brain, or much or more. That was the heart of Felix, the Roman governor, whom Paul, was making his defense. Their hatred of many to this life, Felix. What did Felix say? Paul, the Bible tells us in Acts 24:20, says that as he, that is Paul, reason of righteousness, temperance, and judgment to come, Felix trembled and answered, go thy way for this time. When I have a convenient season, I will call for thee. Paul, now Felix and him, yes, I'm due for example, Paul preach about Christ and see, why am I? Now, Paul, then, him, no, check, you might want to, no, I can't go for it yet. Philip T. and Sir Paul Catson, a year, Missima, the more bread, and nay, I think we'll be bad at you. I said, Felix, no, for poor. No, say, cock, some radio cock, not a mere palm room, a few hours. That is, and if I be done away, own things and banua. So, by being home, I'm calling Moon, who's on the Christian. Now, my father, I'm not to be. Oh, a miracle.
and more convenience is in the deception of men.
Ipa bebre emrepe mu no ada ada omo oza brabo ko ha so emrepe me be se me pe be so be u be sacrifice bo na ho do ama Kristo de emrepe bi eni ho e de bi a obete no e emrepa if u posa da no a unu de obejo Felix never got saved. He was a Roman governor then, and he won't be like Felix. I hope that he wouldn't be. That there's no more convenience season. The convenience season is now. The convenience season will never come. A time that you think that you are okay to come to Christ will never come. You will never be okay, and then the world, the judgment will come. But let's move on. Verse 21. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that he are wrought in God. You see, as Jesus has set out the heart and the mind of the sinner against God in the previous verses, he now set out the mind of the believer, the one who has rested his hope in Christ, the one who loves Christ, the one who is in union with Christ, the one who loves to have more of the light that is in Christ. Here is the person. He's come to describe him. Christ will share the power of the one not the one you on the Christ will not bring and not come away. Now, verse 21, he says, I don't know. Or the way not to whom Etia or Moa and Petrus to cry the Etia. So, he loves to come to Christ. He doesn't want to hide his sin from Christ, the light of the world, in opposition to the sinner who loves his sin. And you know that whoever loves his sin believes in a lie, which maybe he will not, take it. But he believes in it. Why? Because when anyone loves his sin, as if to say that God will not punish sin. And also, as if there is no God who takes account of sin. And also, that there's as if there's no eternity or, hell. The other kind of thing, people are going to burn them. It's a deception, but that's what that is really what they say. Because if I know that there's fire here, I will not rush myself. I'll run away from the fire. So long as I think there's no fire, I'll move to that. If you are deceiving yourself, you go and get burned. And that's what many people are doing. So that's the state of the sinner. So that represents as the mind and the heart of the one who has believed. Just right as the Savior and Lord. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light. What is truth? All that God has said and all that God wants us to know about him and live in accordance with. Then in the prayer, the Yamiaka, and the young person, even a fan of him, and the ability to me at Sassy. And in the prayer, and I hope I can open a bit to my own dear, or see who fan of him, and you'll see to me if he edits not as so as I say. Basically, with my band and chance, I had the boy for the idea or say. So the one who lives according to God's truth brings his desires and mind under the dominion of Christ, the light of the world. That's another thought we have from this part. Near a person or chance say when you go for the criminal, but the Navono, Nagin, you be beyond the sacred say, we are the high. You are dead. When you person or chance, you go for the criminal. But the Baptist, Christ said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. I said, this was a mini. He loves to know more of Christ and live all his life in trust or in resting on the commands and the grace of Christ. He wants to know what Christ says and believe and to ask for grace to be able to do. That's the one who lives in God's truth. Near officer, we see the Christ to Aka, nor yet, nor sir, and more difficult Christ to hold, only for a time to pray. There's nothing like this to live in the truth than this. So you love to know more of Christ. And why would the believer come to the light? come to the Christ? How would the believer want to stay with Christ, the one, the holy person? Because he wants his also nature to be seen. Because the verse that he is may be made manifest, that they are not in God. The believer wants to know more of Christ and embrace more of what Christ says and what Christ does, because he desires to devote himself every time in examining his own actions by God's word. The entire journey in the about Christ, you know what I said. But I said, now you are going. I do not come about the age and I brought one. So, this Christ will not send to the moon. There's Sonia Mini. Who's no cross of Bayer, dear, and Sonia Mini. It's not a Christ to have one eye. I have when in the office of Tanaka Kremu, when in the office of Bada, a Hino, the one who wants to live his life in accordance with what Christ says, what Christ commands. This is the one who comes to the life because he wants his life to align with what Christ has said. That is Christian. The first time the people, the disciples of Christ were called is because they were living like Christ. They love the truth. They come to the truth. They come to what Christ wants them to do. And also that not only he wants, but he wants to be sure that his deeds, his actions are done under God's approval. And how can you have God's approval unless you are in Christ? Unless your life is with Christ. Christ is only the perfect person. Unless your life aligns with him, you have no approval. And how can you have your life to align with it unless Christ has washed you with his own blood? Unless you have repented of sin and given yourself to him, to be one with him, to be united with Christ, then God will give you that approval. This is what you have to do. Christ to then you have to if you want him. Now the rush in you. Now the Christ will be happy. Now Christ will return the world and return in the mouth. Now the Christ will be happy. Do you know where the boy is? Now who can share who Christ will return in the world? Now the Christ will say, I mean, Christ in the world. So, anyone who wants to live this way will never be afraid at the day of judgment. When you hear of the day of judgment, you will not be alarmed. So, the power of person only Christo, I don't know about Christo, I don't know what is that, 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 what is such person has faced up to his sin and received the message of Jesus Christ. He is now free, no more under condemnation like a bird. That was one in the cage, but it's now free. You see, when a bird is in a cage and it's freed, how it flies, around, it moves up and down, it shakes the wings, it's free. So such is the fate of a sinner who has come to Christ and is washed from sin, is now living under in the eyes of God. So in conclusion, that's coming to conclusion, we should think that Christ, yes, he came to bring salvation, but he'll come back again to bring judgment. He'll come back again to bring judgment. In 2 Corinthians 5, we are told, for we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that every one of us may receive the thing done in his body, according to that he has done, whether it be good or bad. So my question to you is that, what will you present before Christ that day? And then I'll put you to him, Adam. Is it your works of sin or your faith in him as your savior? This is the only thing. You can only take this to either in him as your savior or your works of sin. Your works of condemnation, you have been condemned already. But when you come to him as your savior and take that to him, he is your righteousness. He is your holiness. He has become your righteousness. He has become your holiness. And then you are not to be alarmed. Satan unsro. If you say, why you training, why you conquer all the amount. So in coming to conclusion, I said that if you are here, if you don't have that righteousness of Christ, and that righteousness will enable you to live according to God's law and taking away your condemnation, then you must come to him now. Repent of sin and draw near your heart. Call on him for him to come to make you righteous. Because it is for our sin, as I said, he hung on the tree. He hung on the cross to bear the shame and the punishment for us. The American says, oh, Hannah's own for Homa, Christ, own for Homa, and why dear man, Shannon. Me knew you were born in dinner, you didn't say, I said, you are born, not sure, and cry the mind. Says, I'm eternal, you know, the mind. That's what is asking me, that's what we are. I didn't even have a few pieces. Your money, Mojan, and some of you born of him, or the Mojanona, I see if you are born of him. Then your condemnation will be paid, and then you look up to him. then you live as a free man now and are free at the day of judgment. So I know who share on us all this land, my dear. Mmra otia sisia no nyame nim no oho onye diponye ni bio onni no mi aso onni atembu ase why to say anomana ye bi ni fini bu mu si nyame nim no baba ho ni ni, and then you are free and you can live as a person in Christ. The Lord help us that each one of us will find Christ, and that he will take you from condemnation and bring you to the children of God. As yes, you know that there is now no more condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. Omoa, I want Christ to know. I feel bubia any more. Anyway, any acquire between about Christ and me, any I am on fire.